How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I am your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com. And now I reside right here on the T podcast every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to entertain all of you. Some say that I have a fucking way with words. They do. Some even call me the Tom Brady of blogging, the Conor McGregor of podcasting, the fucking Conor McGregor of fucking podcasting. The white Tupac of screenwriting, Thug Life Till I Die. Even the King of the Bean, aka Boston. But most importantly, I am the man who is always, always on his grown man shit. I created that phrase. I coined that phrase. It's the hashtag, along with the Woodwife hashtag. It's all on T-Blog chapter after chapter. Thank you for tuning in, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Hope there's no children listen to this. Now let me do what I do here, and that is to entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. I am here, about to do one of my classic movie reviews. What I'm doing here is near and dear to my heart. I said it before, I'll say it again. My cold, tiny, black heart. I'm going to review Godzilla, the King of the Monsters. King of the Monsters, the new Godzilla movie, the sequel from the 2014 movie. One of the setting up. It's kind of like a sequel also to King Kong, Skull Island. It's setting up. Everybody's talking about this. I'm not revealing anything here, but there will be some spoilers on this movie, so tune away now, or come back later, or be spoiled if you want. I do my movie reviews like I like to do my women, and that is spoil the fucking shit out of them. You like that? You see what I did there? That was off the fly. Some people call that wit. Anyway, this movie is going to be a setup for the 2020 movie of Godzilla vs. King Kong. Now, with all that said, I'm going to get into the most recent Godzilla movies. And King Kong, I'll get into all that. My history with King Kong and Godzilla, mostly Godzilla, then I'll get to King Kong in a second, is something. Now, you may have this in your town growing up in the 80s. In Boston, in East Boston growing up, we had WLVI Channel 56. No longer exists, but every Saturday afternoon, Channel 56 would take the old Japanese monster movies, the Godzilla movies. They would take them and they would put them on a little thing called Creature Double Feature. You like that with the Boston accent? Or for those of you listening in the Midwest, a Creature Double Feature. You like that? And every Saturday, I would watch that. Now, whether I would go food shopping with my mom, go visit her down the square, or take that food shopping over to my Nana and Papa in the town next over, or I'd go bowling with my mom later on, my cousin, in the early 80s when I was like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, when all my grandparents were still around. Every Saturday, I would make sure I watched Creature Double Feature. It was two monster movies featuring Godzilla and his circle of friends, if you call them. To me, I grew up on watching Godzilla. I knew there was a guy in the costume. It was cheesy. There was bad dubbing from the Japanese translation. The voiceover, it was very bad English. It was cheesy. It was black and white. It was, I couldn't describe it unless you go search those movies now. But it was so entertaining. And again, I had a love for movies at a very early age, and Creature Double Feature just was something special. It was cheesy, it looked bad. It should have been Cheesy Double Feature, or Cheesy Creature Double Feature. But every Saturday, I looked forward to that. And there was only like a handful of them, I swear. There was probably like 6 or 7 of them, but they would play over and over again. I'd watch them so many times. And to me, and I can name them all, and again, I didn't search this, so some of the names may be off from what I remember, but the movie kind of corrected one of them for me recently, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Creature Double Feature featured, of course, Godzilla, King Kong, there was Monster Island, there was Skull Island. It was in Japan, but to me, I didn't know it was always Japan. Sometimes I thought it was New York as a kid, I really didn't know, but it was Japan that they were destroying, because you see the guy in the costume knocking over the buildings and they would fight, and then they would cut to these people like looking up, but it was real like street footage and they were running. So it was Godzilla, it was King Kong. It was Rodan. Rodan was this giant bird creature, pterodactyl. That was Godzilla's friend most of the time. Sometimes they fought. There was Mothra. Mothra, who I didn't realize to this movie, was a love interest of Godzilla, and I'll get into that in a second. I always knew she was female. They were the Mothra twins, these little Japanese twin sisters that were like in a box, and they always summon Mothra. There was Mechagodzilla. At some point, they created a mechanical robot Godzilla. It looked just like Godzilla, but he was a robot, that he was bad, and Godzilla would fight him. And then there was, and I don't, still don't know if this name, until this movie, I realized I was saying it wrong, Ghidorah. I thought it was Gamora, like Gimera, or Gamora, kind of like from Guardians of the Galaxy. Ghidorah was the three-headed dragon monster. That was the rival. I remember seeing him swooping down. You could tell he was on cables, coming in and smashing to Godzilla, and they would fight. And then last but not least, and I think I got everyone, was, and I don't know if his name is right, was Godzuki, which was Godzilla's like little son, his adopted son. And it was very entertaining to little watch Godzuki look at his dad, and who would emulate that, could shoot the fire out of his mouth, but Godzuki couldn't do it. He'd look up at him and he'd do like a little puff of smoke, like an adult taking a cigarette and making a circle out of the smoke, and Godzuki would do that. And all these creatures, I loved watching, and it was so cheesy and so bad, but so good at the same time. And then, you know, I remember in seeing, obviously, the King Kong movies, the classic King Kong movie when he fell off the Empire State Building. I remember seeing the original and then the remake. And then 2005 when Peter Jackson did it, I took my mom to go see that one. King Kong always close to my heart as well, too. The beef I had as a kid was I always thought Godzilla should be able to beat King Kong. And then in that creature double feature, when King Kong, a guy in the gorilla suit, fought Godzilla, the guy in that lizard suit, the overgrown lizard suit, they fought, and then the movie, they end up falling into the water, and Godzilla was winning, but towards the end, King Kong won, and he just leaves in the water. Remember that shot? And Godzilla never came up from the water. People took that as he got defeated. Again, Godzilla was a fucking lizard. Maybe he swam away, but here's something this movie reveals, okay? Godzilla, in 1997, I remember Howard Stern, Private Parts coming out. I remember seeing both movies that year. I like the special effects of that movie. My beef with that one was that they made Godzilla a chick. They made him a girl. Like, what, they call him a girl, still a guy, but because that reptile, that species could also have eggs. Godzilla, my man, my dude, the king of the monsters, the alpha, he laid eggs in Madison Square Garden, and then little tiny Godzillas hatched. And that movie with Ferris Bueller was all fucked up, storyline-wise. And then they stopped for a while. And then obviously 2005, they had the King Kong remake. But then 2014, they were bringing back Godzilla. And Godzilla in that story, he just ends up fighting these mini monsters, these monsters they were releasing. He comes back from the deep, deep depths of the sea. Pacific Rim took a lot of their content from Godzilla in their stories. And he fights the monsters in San Francisco. And then at the end, he goes into the water. It's 2014 base. The fights destroy a lot of the land. 2019 now. Now we're starting. Well, let's go back to King Kong Skull Island. In between that, 2 years ago, they have King Kong on Skull Island during the Vietnam War. They go there, these group of people, and they go to Skull Island, and there's all these giant monsters that live there, and they fight there, and King Kong is the king of the monsters there. Get that story out of the way. So now here we are at the Godzilla sequel. This sequel, this movie, is supposed to be a setup for King Kong versus Godzilla that's going to happen. So in this one, what do you need to do? Well, here's how the story was. And again, spoilers. I want to see this one because I love Godzilla. I kind of still love King Kong. And I knew at some point this movie was going to happen in Boston. I remember them only shooting like outside shots, sky shots. They really didn't come and film in Boston. A big closing scene happens in Fenway Park and then all over Boston. And I'll get into that in a second. So we're picking up from the 2014 film. It's now officially 2019. There's this family of scientists, this mom and dad. And they lost their son in the 2014 battle in San Fran. The dad quit. He goes off to shoot like animals in the wilderness. He's shooting wolves. The mom is still working, and she's working with a company, the Monarch Company, that's finding a way to go find all these monsters. Originally, you think the mom's trying to kill the monsters because they killed her son. The daughter is the girl from Stranger Things. Seven. I think her Seven is in Stranger Things. I forgot her name, but she's the girl that has the superpowers. She's a good actress, good young actress, they're good, right? Good cast. And they bring back Ken Watabi, the guy that was a scientist in the previous Godzilla movie. And Monarch is the company where the mom is not actually trying to kill these monsters. They actually call them Titans. they find there's all these Titans scattered around the world. They mention even Skull Island because they want to keep on name dropping the King Kong storyline because they want to set up for that third movie. And these Titans are all around the world. They build these bunkers around the world to keep an eye on these Titans. The Monarch company, the device they build, Orca, is kind of to mimic these sound waves that these monsters put off. You could control them. So they free Mothra. Mothra goes and does her thing. And then they free Ghidorah, the three-headed monster. The mom is actually working with this fucking company, not Monarch, because they work, they're a good one, but this hit crew. They want to free the Titans and bring back balance to the world. Their logic is, let the Titans do their thing, find a way to live with the Titans, but it's basically going to be a new world that's going to evolve. They made reference to the 2014 world where there was life in the desert after they fought in Vegas, and that's what's going to happen. The Monarch people and the dad are like, no, 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 this shouldn't happen. We got to stop them. Godzilla's our friend. They got to use Godzilla to fight them. So basically, we find out Ghidorah was actually not an original Titan, even though he's been battling Godzilla before the beginning of time. He came from outer space. That's right. Now, Ghidorah and Godzilla have always fought to be the alpha male, the king of the monsters. So this entire movie, that's the storyline. Not much of a story. It's three giant Godzilla fights. Godzilla fights Ghidorah a couple times. And it's kind of a draw. They get separated. The second time, Godzilla gets his ass whipped. He goes down to his home. We actually get to see where Godzilla lives. It's not in a tiny home, by the way. It's deep in the ocean, all full of radiation off the coast of D.C., close to Boston. And then the Japanese guy goes down there and he hits him with nuclear weapons and they kind of recharge him because Mothra wasn't able to recharge Godzilla. The scientists all say that Mothra and Godzilla have an interspecies relationship. That was pretty fucking weird. So she is a girl and I guess they love each other. She couldn't repower Godzilla, so the nuclear weapons repower him. Now Ghidorah is the alpha male and he's controlling all the monsters, even Rodan. He makes Rodan fight Mothra. They have a pretty good battle. Then they basically take the Orca device. The girl steals it. They're in Boston. They go to Fenway Park. She puts it on the loudspeakers, which I could hear from the Tea Palace every time they play a game, when I hear the music, the walk-up music. And they summon that. They get it on, and they're trying to bring everybody here to Boston because they evacuated the town, which they kind of did, but the girl's there. She's bringing everyone over. They're all heading towards Fenway Park, including the monsters. I watched that ending scene, and I kept on watching my building, and I definitely died in that monster battle, in case any of you were wondering. My building gets destroyed. All of fucking Fenway gets destroyed. All of fucking Boston gets destroyed. Ghidorah and Godzilla go at it. Godzilla pushes Ghidorah through the fucking Hancock Tower. The glass shatters everywhere. They fight all over fucking Boston. So between the military and Monarch, the mom and dad and the daughter, Godzilla, he's supercharged now. He ends up beating, defeating, and killing Ghidorah. And he becomes the king of the monsters. The king of the monsters is the alpha male, and that's Godzilla. Rodan survived, Mothra didn't, all the rest bow to him. Even Rodan with his little wings does a curtsy to him, and he's in charge. And he's all supercharged with the radiation, and the scientists are like, well, he's our ally now, but what do we do when he doesn't want to be anymore? Da-da-da! Sets up for King Kong versus Godzilla. And then the closing credits scene, do all these storylines and stuff, what's on Skull Island, what's a god to a king, and then doing all these drops. They're setting up for that. I'm hoping, unlike the original, I've heard from the writers and producers, I've been reading a lot of articles on this, saying there's going to be a clear-cut winner when King Kong and Godzilla fight. I'm hoping it's Godzilla, because that's my boy. They may go with the original. Maybe it's going to be King Kong. I don't know. But in 2020, they're starting to shoot this one now. They're bringing back the girl from Stranger Things. There's going to be a third movie where they bring them all together, and it's going to be those two fighting. So, did I like Godzilla, King of the Monsters? Yes, I did. I grew up on these movies. Like I said, Creature Double Feature. I'm biased. Again, I think of my mom. I think of my grandparents. As a little kid on Saturdays watching that locally, I love those fucking movies. I thought this was better than the 2014 movie. It was monster battles, very light on story, but enough that you like the monster battles. Cool visuals, really cool monster fights. I think it did a better job than the monster fights in 2014. The only beef I had is they kind of changed Godzilla's body, so much so that when they showed footage from the previous movie, when they had to show Godzilla what he did in 2014, they superimposed this new Godzilla. He's a little more compact, like he's a little fatter. There's a part when he actually shoots his blast up into the sky, and you see his giant bear belly hanging out, and I'm like, yo, you're the fucking king of the monsters? You're the alpha male? You shouldn't be out of shape, bro. But that's how they film him now. They made him look a little more. Like, they kind of got rid of his neck, and he's a little stumpy. There was a cool scene when he goes down to the water, though, and he's, like, staring at all the scientists. Felt like the Meg, that big shock movie that was out about two summers ago. I recommend it. Go see Godzilla if you want to see the setup for the next one when he fights King Kong. I'm a fan. It's no longer people in suits. Special effects could tell a good monster story. If you like Pacific Rim, I thought that was a cheesy ripoff of these types, but go see Godzilla, King of the Monsters. It's very entertaining. Go see it in theaters. Go see it in RPX. Get the visuals. Get the sound. Get to see Boston get fucking wrecked, because Boston hardly ever gets wrecked. It's usually New York. Not like I want to see Boston get wrecked, but it was cool seeing it on screen. I got to see my office building, where I live, Fenway Park, the streets I walk up and down, drive for years. It was really cool. Go see it. Highly recommend it. Hans Zimmer's coming in. He's trying to close out my review. Slightly over 15 minutes. Got it all in. Where to find me? On Instagram, the_T_podcast for all the podcast-related stuff. The T-Blog account, all one word, for all my amazing picks. T-Blog, all one word. And on Twitter, T-Blog, all one word once again. Facebook, the T-Blog page. Search it, find it, DM me. Let me know if you want to hear more movie reviews. Hit me up on movie reviews as far as email goes. Email me there saying, you're out of your fucking mind, or I remember Creature Double Feature. Tell me about other movies. I like Pacific Rim. Godzilla isn't all that. Fuck you, T. King Kong is going to whip his ass in the next one. Whatever you want to do. I'll end up responding either there or on the show eventually. T@t-blog.com if you want to email me. And where to find me? On here, on the T Podcast. As always, 3 times a week, and the place that started it all, tblog.com. That's the review, Godzilla King of the Monsters in 15 minutes. That's the show, everyone. Until next time, always take it there.